This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a tune called Bluegrass Picking, done by Colleen Trendworth on fiddle and myself on banjo. Daniel Beckman was the man that did that funky electric bass break. He figured that he'd really love to get some thumb slapping in there. Alan Rhodes on guitar, and I think I overdubbed some mandolin rhythm in there, but I wasn't a very good mandolin player and just stuck to the chords, really. Bluegrass Picking is a good way to start off Back Porch Bluegrass. We're going to follow that with a tune from Wildfire from their album Where Roads Divide. Wildfire is a group comprising Phil Ledbetter on various resonating guitars, Daryl Webb on mandolin, and he sings lead and harmony, Robert Hale on acoustic guitar, he does lead and harmony vocals too, Barry Crabtree on five-string banjo, and Kurt Chapman on the Zeta upright bass. I wonder if he could do a thumb slapping solo like the boom, 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 like that. Yeah, I suspect you probably could. The song I've picked is one called Living Like There's No Tomorrow. It's not a very encouraging title, but I'm not sure that's how you're supposed to live, but this is how Wildfire express it. Sounds like this.
I say, I'll die before I do. Now the pain's gonna kill me if I let it. Has it been a lifetime since I walked out on you? I've been running with my mind wide open, reaching out for whatever's inside. The living like there's no tomorrow. Finally got to me tonight. You told me someday I'd be sorry. Now I feel every word coming true. And one thing I learned in a hurry is freedom is a prison. Darling, their old number wasn't easy. It's been hard to admit you were right. And living like there's no tomorrow. Like there's no tomorrow. Finally got to me tonight.
Oh, that's from the days when country music was an integral part of bluegrass music, and there wasn't much difference between them, and except for the instrumentation. And didn't they do that song well? I hope you enjoyed that. There was a new album last year by Seth Mulder, and Midnight Run, and Coming On Strong was the name of the album, and that's a song I've picked to play, written by David Wilkins. Seth Mulder, the band is Seth on mandolin and lead vocals, Colton Powers on banjo, Chevy Watson on guitar, Tyler Griffith on upright bass, Max Silverstein on fiddle. Silverstein, could be either way. And they all do a little bit of harmony, and here they are, Coming On Strong. Let's have a listen to them.
Coming on strong, coming on strong. I can feel the heartaches coming on strong. Coming on strong. Pain, come on in. Hello, sorrow, I see you back again. Teardrops, glad you dropped by, 'cause you can't
strong, coming on strong. I can feel the heartache coming on strong. I can feel the teardrops, the pain and the sorrow. Baby, ever since you've been gone, they've been coming on strong. Since you've been gone, they keep coming on strong.
Oh, that was Seth Mulder with Coming On Strong. I love that sort of quite infectious rhythm structure of that song. It's just got a lovely bounce to it, and I really enjoy that style of bluegrass music. It's sort of cross between sort of very old-time country and quite contemporary sounding. And Dudley Connell from the Johnson Mountain Boys and Seldom Seen in that co-produced the album with them, and it seems like he had a big influence there because I can imagine him doing that song. Ah, time for an instrumental. We'll have Red Wilson from North Carolina from the album Mountains, Moonshine and Music. And this is a tune I associate with Kenny Baker. It's one called Dry and Dusty. And we got, of course, Red Wilson playing fiddle. We got Bruce Green playing banjo, Travis Stewart were playing banjo and guitar between them, and Rob Levin played guitar. I wonder if you played a Levin guitar. They're really nice ones, made in Sweden originally. Anyway, here they are doing Dry and Dusty.
Thank you.
some great fiddle playing there from Red Wilson. I recall Kenny Baker doing that tune too, a little bit different, still got the same feel to it, but just a Kenny Baker adding his drive to the tune made it sound a little bit different, didn't it? Long time ago, probably 25 years ago, we had a visit in New Zealand from Walden Dahl, who came out with Paul Scholeski and played several dates in New Zealand. We had them in Hamilton playing a concert, which I organised, and then I took them down to Napier, which is where the next concert was, and handed them over to the concert organisers in Napier, and they did a great concert there, and I went back to Hamilton, and they went on with their tour of New Zealand, just the two of them, Walden Dahl and Paul Scholeski, playing some great bluegrass music. They were interesting guys to have fun, and we had good fun travelling, I tell you. Walden Dahl on this album. The album's called Walden, just called Walden Dahl, and he's doing lead vocals and playing guitar. Paul Scholeski, of course, plays almost anything, mandolin, fiddle, but he plays other instruments on the record too. John Plotnick played banjo and dobro on the album. Dean Knight played the string bass, and Dick Brown played banjo on one track. It's recorded in 1997. I think it was a couple of years later they came to New Zealand and travelled around. And I've picked a tune called The Streets of Japan for you, which Walden Dahl wrote. And let's hear what he sounds like, eh?
Seemed like a good thing at the time, and it sure beats living on the road. But I can't get a deed here to save my soul, and I'm walking the streets of Japan. No one even knows who I am, 'cause they don't talk to me, and I can't talk to them. I'm walking the streets of Japan. So I made myself up a little plan to get somewhere with a beauty from this place. She just didn't quite understand, and she walked away with a frown upon her face. And I'm walking the streets of Japan. No one even knows who I am, 'cause they don't talk to me, and I can't talk to I can't wait to get back home, back to my little country villa, and I'll see all the girls I know, and I can get turned down in my own language. I'm walking the streets of Japan. No one even knows to me, and I can't talk to them. I'm walking the streets of Japan, and I'm walking the streets streets of Japan. No one even knows who I am, 'cause they don't talk to me, and I can't talk to them. I'm walking the streets of Japan, and I'm still walking.
That was Walden Dahl. I remember the trip we had taking them down to from Hamilton, heading south down to Napier, and that's probably about a four-hour journey, and we were just travelling, and I said to the two guys, is this like doing gigs in the USA? Do you enjoy just travelling from one town to another? And they said, no, it wasn't much like gigs in the USA. They said, there, we'd be travelling in a battered old van, sitting in the back, couldn't see out, and the food was no good. Because we stopped and had some quite nice food on the way. And they said, no, this is much more comfortable travelling in your station wagon and enjoying the countryside. So that really tickled my fancy when they said that. So that was Walden Dahl and Paul Chaleski and friends walking the streets of Japan. The Room Over Mine is the name of the album. The performer is Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. And I've picked a classic old song, The Convict and the Rose. The band is Danny Paisley on guitar and lead and tenor vocals, Michael Paisley on bass, TJ Lundy on fiddle, Bob Lundy on banjo and baritone vocal, and Donnie Eldrith Jr. on mandolin, and he does some lead and tenor vocals too. This song, The Convict and the Rose, Danny is doing as a solo vocal, and Josh Daniels is playing the lead guitar as a special guest to the group. And it's a classic old song. Here it is. The Convict and the Rose. Oh, darling, that's some classic bluegrass music there, isn't it? Real sort of 1950s bluegrass music from, make sure I get it right, Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass. And that's from the album, The Room Over Mine. I love hearing that sort of bluegrass, very, very impassioned way of singing and strong music, and the sounds like it was all recorded at once, and the banjo player and the fiddle player and the mandolin were playing along with the feel of the song in the studio, not just doing overdubs. That's what it sounds like to me anyway. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trent, with raving on about the music that I love so much and have played most of my life. This song comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media based in Hamilton, New Zealand. That's right down in the southwestern Pacific Ocean, a couple of bigger islands and several small islands off the coast of the bigger islands. And we love bluegrass music down here just as much as it's loved anywhere. I tell you, I've been playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, since I heard Flatt & Scruggs doing the theme of the Beverly Hillbilly Show. And I thought, that's how I want to play banjo. And it sort of grew into a lifetime, sometimes career and sometimes hobby and interest, but it remains an interest even in my later years like this. So I hope you're enjoying listening to some of the selections that I play for you. I thoroughly enjoy slightly indulging myself by going through my CD and record collection and choosing things to play and share with everybody who may or may not like just my choices, but they probably love the music. That's you, folks. Thanks very much for tuning in. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. We have a big music store in the middle of Hamilton that will meet your needs almost no matter what you play, from classical to country to folk to school music to orchestral. Whatever your needs are, Shearer's will meet them. They've got a great range of guitars, both acoustic and electric, mandolins, banjos turn up on frequent occasions, drum kits and keyboards, all the books in the world about how to play and what to play, and lots of accessories where you can make your music work just a little bit better by buying a nice stand to put your guitar on so it's out beside you, so that when the ads come on TV, you can pick up your guitar and play a tune. I did a great deal of that when I was a bit younger, I tell you. Shearer's Music Works are sponsors of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm absolutely delighted about that, and I'd love you to go and visit them and say that you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass. The show comes to you from Hamilton, New Zealand, as I said. It's syndicated around New Zealand on various access radio stations at different times of the day and night, so you can tune into Back Porch Bluegrass in New Zealand at all sorts of different times, and of course it's available as a podcast if you just go to the Free FM website and a whole bunch of other places too. We might talk about that later. Let's hear a little bit of Doc Watson. 1960s, when Doc Watson sort of appeared out of almost nowhere. Ralph Rinsler was absolutely excited when he found Doc and his acoustic guitar abilities, and he became a great performer on both folk and bluegrass stages, and worked with Bill Monroe, worked by himself, worked with his son, worked in various combinations, and always played beautiful music and sang with a very captivating voice. And this is on one of those combination LPs called Classic Bluegrass from Smithsonian Folkways. And here he is doing The Train That Carried My Girl From Town. Doc Watson, vocals and guitar. And this is from the Watson Family LP, which was a Folkways LP issued in 1963. And great playing, captivating singing. Doc Watson, let's hear him.
Where were you when the train left town? I stand on on the corner with my head hung down. Hey, that train carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. I wish to the Lord that train would wreck, kill the engineer and break the fireman's neck. Hey, that train done carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. Rations on the table, coffee's getting cold. Some dirty rounder stole my jelly roll. Hey, that train and carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. There goes my girl, somebody bring her back, cause she's got her hand in my money sack. Hey, that train and carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, she rolled on down the line now. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Lord, show me the woman that a man can trust. Hey, that train and carried my girl from town. Hey, hey, hey. Enough to make a man alone. Oh, yeah. That's the way she sounded when she went out of hearing.
Oh, he's a good picker and very relaxed and friendly and invites you into his music. He's such a fine player. And Doc Watson influenced, of course, many, many musicians when they heard him play. Another great influence was the Osborne Brothers, and I know they were a huge influence on the band that I used to play with, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We loved the way that they played. They had the lead high vocals, which suited our songs, the way we did things. We did quite a few Osborne Brothers songs because we had a mandolin player who could sing in a high tenor and get a real smooth sound. The Osborne Brothers just chose all sorts of music, but they played some great straight music. And I've got an album called The Osborne Brothers, Dayton to Knoxville, and this covers the years 1949 to 1954. And they're not all the original recordings, it was just the music that they were doing about that time. And I'm going to play you two songs from that album. Is It Too Late Now? This is a Jimmy Davis song. Bobby Osborne's doing the mandolin, lead vocals, and tenor vocals. Terry Smith playing bass. Sonny Osborne banjo. Gene Wooden, the resophonic guitar. Terry Eldridge, the guitar. He sings the lead on the chorus. And Glenn Duncan's playing fiddle. So it's obviously a later recording. And then we're going to do Across the Sea Blues, which is a song written by Jimmy Martin and was recorded with Bobby Osborne on mandolin and tenor vocals, Jimmy Martin on guitar, lead vocals, Charlie Klein on banjo, Curly Ray Klein on fiddle, and Ernie Newton on bass. That's a very early recording, folks. And you heard it here on Back Porch Bluegrass. Start off, Is It Too Late Now? And then Across the Sea Blues. Let's hear the Osborne Brothers.
Is it too late now to tell you that I love you? Or is there still a chance for me somehow? Oh, they tell me now that you have found another. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Heart of mine could never stand it, if I should have to give you up somehow. Oh, won't you say you'll give me one more chance, dear? Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Is it too late now to tell you that I love you? Or is there still a chance for me somehow? Oh, they tell me now that you have found another. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. I know I've done you wrong, dear. Oh, can't you see my side of it somehow? All I ask of you is one more chance, dear. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Is it too late now to tell you that I love you? Or is there still a chance for me somehow? Oh, they tell me now that you have found another. Darling, please don't say it's too late now.
Here are we, I'm all alone, so sad and blue.
Well, that is some very old bluegrass music that you're probably not going to hear almost anywhere else. And I don't have anything else like that in my collection. I figure it's from about 1950 because it was before Jimmy and they were in the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. And then Jimmy and Bobby left and went and formed their own group. And then that all fell to bits. So that's, I figure, 1950, 1951 for that. And it's a very straightforward song, but very early Jimmy Martin and Bobby Osborne there. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, I always like to play something a little bit different on Back Porch Bluegrass. Every now and then I get brave and think I'll do something a bit sideways. A friend gave me an album called Ronnie Robinson and the Can't Hardly Playboys. And I just love that name for the group, Can't Hardly Playboys. And the album's called New Strings, and it's very much a country album. And Ronnie Robinson plays piano and does lead and harmony vocals. Debbie Sigmund does vocals. Lynn Netherton played pedal steel guitar. Roger Letford plays fiddle. Joe Shuffler plays drums. And Robbie Robinson Jr. plays bass. And they've got a real mixture of classic country songs on the album, as well as a few that have made their way into the bluegrass repertoire. And just to help you a little bit, I've picked on one of the bluegrass repertoire ones called I'll Go Stepping Two. And this is Robbie Robinson and the Can't Hardly Playboys. I just love that name, and I hope you do too. Here they are doing this classic bluegrass song.
Don't think that I'll be hanging around while you're having fun. I won't sit here crying over you. From now on, when you step out, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Yes, I'll go step into my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Say where you've been. With your hair messed up and your clothes don't fit you right, don't be surprised if you find perfume on me too. Well, you will know that I have been stepping just like you. Yes, I'll go step into my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Playboy. You tell me there are more fish in the sea, but the bait ain't what it used to be. And I've got news for you. From now on, when you step out, I'll go step into. Yes, I'll go step into my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into. Yes, I'll go step into my honey, I'll go step into. I'll lock the door and put out the cat, and I'll go step into.
Well, the Can't Hardly Playboys. I just love that name. And they did a great version of their song. Wonder if that's where Ebby Lou Harris got her version from it. That's where I first heard it, from Ebby Lou Harris, really. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm having a great deal of fun playing some bluegrass tracks, some of which I'm familiar with, some of which I'm less familiar with. I'd just like to do a big shout out to all the people listening on the various stations that take it, the access radio stations throughout New Zealand and the access radio stations in Canada. Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George, British Columbia, and the American thing, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Hello to you. And Bluegrass Planet Radio, thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate this show. If you need to write to me, you can either write to Free FM 89.0. You can find their webpage very easily on the internet. Or paultredwith@gmail.com if you want to contact me direct. And I don't know whether I could play your requests or not. I've got a big collection, but it's got some huge gaps in it, I tell you, because it was pretty hard getting bluegrass albums out here in New Zealand right through the 1960s and 70s and 80s. I got most of my albums from county sales and could only afford a, you know, half dozen albums a year. So there's huge gaps in my collection. But I may be able to help you. Anyway, I'm going to play some Australian bluegrass for you now. There's some excellent bluegrass musicians in Australia. And this is from 20 or 30 years ago, a band called Acoustic Shock. And they comprised Nigel Lever on mandolin, Martin Louie on banjo, Jim Rush on guitar, Marcus Holden on fiddle. That was a standard band. They had different guests. Michael Vidal often played acoustic bass for them. And they recorded this album in Sydney, Australia. And it's got some great tracks on it, classic bluegrass music, and then a few odd things in there, and I'm going to play a Reno and Smiley tune because I love Reno and Smiley music. This is Acoustic Shock from Australia doing Long Gone.
What you owe me, baby, so I'm gone, long gone. I have tried to make you happy, still you say I've done you wrong. So I'm giving up, my darling, I'll be gone, long gone. Long gone is how me been, long gone, why do you cry? This is what you owe me, baby, so I'm gone, long gone. Just a few short words of parting. Don't shed your tears, they won't atone. For my things are packed to travel, I'll be gone, long gone. Long gone is how I'm leaving, long gone, why do you cry? This is what you owe me, baby, so I'm gone, long gone. I'm long gone and free at last. Long gone is how I'm leaving. Long gone, why do you cry? This is what you owe me, baby, so I'm gone, long gone. This is why
fine bunch of pickers, I tell you. There was some great bluegrass music came out of Australia in the last 5 decades. Wonderful players. Let's hear from Seth Mulder and Midnight Run Again. This is from his album Coming On Strong on Rebel, and it's a song called Gilgarry's Glen. That's a bit of a tongue twister, isn't it? Gilgarry's Glen.
Was a man from the Isle of Skye, they say. Came to the harsh land of Glen with his hands in his heart and the sweat of his brow. He made the land good again. Through his children, the seeds of the music were passed, and the secrets of tilling the land. And the ocean nearby held a kinship so deep, giving food up into their hands. And the folks in the cities have passed us by. Don't know how they got there and don't care why. There's a place we recall all the hardships back then. Younger men all moved away. Progress, they said, couldn't wait on the dead, and they wound up in early graves. Soon the highways were finished, the trestles stood high, as America took up the slack. And there's many a Scot down in old Boston town wishing that he could go back. Folks in the cities have passed us by. Don't know how they got there and don't care why. There's a place we recall all the hardships back then, down here in Gilgarry's Glen. Simpler, the land now is still. Now and then a few tourists stop by, and they're charmed by the fiddles whose tunes tell the tale of the man from the Isle of Skye. And the folks in the cities have passed us by. We'd all do it again, down here in Gilgarry's Glen.
Interesting song from Seth Mulder and Midnight Run. Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed my selections. I'll take it out with some classic bluegrass from Bill Munro and Peter Rowan. This is a tune Bill plays in cross-tuning, all different tuning for his mandolin, and was recorded at the first Bluegrass Festival at Fincastle in 1965. Get up, John. Tune in again next week. Bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.